Okay, so we're going to finish Menachos today, Bez Hashem, we're holding on Kuf Yod Amar Aleph, writing Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nema ba'olos behema ishe reach nechayach. The Pasuk says, regarding an oil of an animal, ishe reach nechayach, it's a carbon in fire, it literally means a sweet smell. We've learned in Zvachim that it really, and Rashi mentions on the Pasuk, nachas ruach lefanesh, amarki v'nasu ritzani, it means that Hashem says, kavyachol, I have nachas ruach, I have pleasure that I commanded and my will is fulfilled. So it says that by Erlof Behemah. Ufa Erlof Oif Yishereach Nechayach. Then it repeats it again by an Erlof Oif. Ufa Mincha Yishereach Nechayach. And it repeats it again by a Mincha. Why the same expression individually by each one of them? Loi Malach, to teach you, Ech, same thing, Echad Amar v'Echad Amamit, whether a person does more or less, Ufa Vavshi, it's all the same, Hashem, Ufa Vavshi Yichavin Libe L'Shamayim, as long as he has Kavana towards Hashem. As long as he has Kavana towards Hashem, he's bringing whatever he's able to. Obviously, we did learn the other day that a person is supposed to bring the best that they're able to, but if the best that a person is able to is, if the best that a person is able to is an oif or a mincha, then that's also enough.
Without that,
we might have thought, maybe Hashem has more pleasure, so to speak, from a bigger carbon than a smaller one. All right, well, let's talk about it in the Gemara, and then we can talk about briefly what the Rebbe discusses about it in Chedet Yabez. One interesting thing, actually, the Taz mentions at the beginning of Or Chaim, where it mentions the concept, Echad HaMarbe V'Echad HaMamet, the Taz says, okay, but still, other things being equal, isn't the Marbe better? If they're both being Mecham and Mechlib El-Shamayim, other things being equal, isn't the Marbe better off? He has both. He has Kavana, and he's giving a physically bigger carbon. The context is talking about it over there, and Or Chaim is davening more and whatever. And the Taz says an interesting idea. Sometimes the marbe is actually a cause of having less kavanah. And he gives the example over there. A person davens more barichos or whatever, and therefore it's so long they're not able to have proper kavanah in that. So in that sense, sometimes he might be better off being the mamis, and that way he's actually accomplishing that he's able to have more kavanah in that ma'at that he's doing.
Why should he have less kavanah when it's marbe? Well,
because it can happen. Davening is so long for a person that they have time for.
See, all the Rebbe daven very long.
Yeah, or Rebbe daven barichos.
Normally, a lot of Rebbe, they shoggle.
Yeah.
The Babbage is talking about.
Okay, whatever, the point
and
is...
Also,
the point remains that the Taz is saying over there, that's what we're saying, that sometimes there can actually be that the Mamit is doing it for a purpose, the Vavshi, Chavim, and the Shemayim, that Abba thereby is able to have better Kavanah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Zera, Micro, where's the Pasuk that expresses this idea also? I mean, we have, that we said in the Mishnah, it says Yishereach Nechayach three times, but where do we see another Pasuk that expresses this idea? Pasuk in Tehillah, Mesukah Shnasa Oved, the sleep of the one who does the Avodah, meaning the Avodah of Korbanos, Rashi says, is his sleep is sweet. Im Ma'at Ve'im Harbe, whether he did a little or whether he did a lot, in other words, whether he brought a smaller korban or a larger one, either way he has the same, he shows a V'lo Yira, Rashi says, they'll be able to sleep peacefully without fearing that they'll be cut up there, that Im Ma'at Ve'im Harbe, Yoichal, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot, he'll still receive, he'll still eat, he'll still enjoy the same chayr from Hashem. Exactly what it sounds like, that whether he did a little, whether he did a lot, as long as he did it, as ha'oivet, he's doing it as an avoidet, Hashem, he's doing what he's able to, then he's able to enjoy the sky for that. Rav Ada Ba'ava Omer Mechacha, Rav Ada Ba'ava says you have a different pasuk that expresses this, another pasuk in Tehillah, Birvois HaTova Rabu Eichleha, when you have more Tova, which we're explaining over here to mean the Karbonis, when there's more Karbonis, Rabu Eichleha, you have more people who are able to eat it, such as the Kohenim, but the pasuk continues, Omech Kishu in Labal, Avu Labaleha, really. Is how the pasuk finishes off. Gemara didn't quote the last part of the pasuk over here, but what does the owner of it have benefit except according to what he sees with his eyes? Meaning the owner of it, meaning Hashem, the benefit that he gets out of it, the kisharon, the lashon kosher that he sees, that it's kosher v'yasher, that he sees that it's a good thing, depends on what Hashem sees with his eyes that the person has kavanah l'toyva. So even though it, in other words, the Pasuk is saying about Abavis, that even though it is true, other things being equal, a larger carbon or bigger or better carbon or whatever has more carbon able to eat it. However, from Hashem's point of view, Makish and Labalov, what is it that the owner, the master of the carbon, Hashem, sees the main benefit of it is depending on what the person's kavana was, not so much the size of the carbon.
And it can be a little bit too.
So if, even if it's a small carbon, if that's all he's able to, then. Tanya, we learn in a braita, Amr of Shimon ben Azai, Boyer a maxi the parashas korbanos. Come see what it says in the parasha of korbanos. Shalom nemer behem like teil v'loyal akim ela Hashem. This is as we talked about it in the theorem. But it doesn't say by any of the korbanos, it never says the name Hashem, or the name teil, it never says alakim. It always says Hashem. It always says yud kevokhe, by gaba Hashem, elo Moshe lemer, reyach nichoyach l'Hashem, etc. Never does it use any other name. Why shall I listen pitch and tell a baldin lachlik? In order not to give any excuse for a baldin, Rashi says, meaning to minim, to argue, meaning in other words, they might, if there were different names used in connection with different korbanos, minim might claim, okay, we're sure you had a name. There are many different gods, chas v'shalom, and then different korbanos are addressed to different ones. Because you see that one wants a mincha, and one wants a parim, one wants parim. We know that, but the point is, if it used different names, they might use that to argue that, okay, you have one tower that wants Purim, and another one that wants Elim, and another one that wants Mincha. Well, therefore, it always says, Halashem, to clarify that it's not like that. And he continues, V'nemer v'sher ha'gaf ishe reyach nechayach. Then, by a large animal, it says ishe reyach, that's the expression, ishe reyach nechayach, over oif ha'dach, and by a small bird, it also says ishe reyach nechayach, over mincha ishe reyach nechayach. This is similar to what it said in the Mishnah, but we'll talk about soon, what the Rebbe talks about in that sifa, that there's a bit of a different nuance that Ben Azai is saying over here. Okay. So therefore, loy malach, to tell you, echad amab v'echad amamit, uvav sheyichab v'nislibu l'shamayim. He continues, v'shem atoim al'achilo hutzarich. So you might think, maybe, so to speak, Hashem needs the food, and maybe you're bringing korbanos because Hashem, so to speak, needs to eat. No. Thomas Leimer, therefore, you have a pasuk until it. In er avloi omaloch, Hashem says, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. Ki li seiv olam loyach, because the whole world and everything that's in it belongs to me. Hashem saying, if I need food, I made it, I control all of it, I don't need you to give me. But never, another pasuk in that same capital there, the next pasuk actually, two previous stuff, Kili kochai seyar, because all of the wild animals in the forest belong to me, behemoth baharai olaf, the behemoth on a thousand mountains, or it also means the behemoth, the big behemoth, the sharabar, whatever. Yodaiti kaloi farim, Hashem says, I know, meaning I know the details, I know intimately all about all the birds and all the mountains, the ziz sadai imade, and the ziz sadai, the creatures of the field, or we learned in Baba Basra that it's a gigantic bird, whatever, anyway, all of them are with me, they're all under my control, I know exactly what's going on with them at every moment. And so he continues, ha'oichob saram birim. So do I eat the flesh of bulls? Abir means a powerful bull. The dama turdim eshted. Do I drink the blood of goats? Ha oichal means do I eat? Yeah, the aleph does double duty for the prefix and also for part of the shirish. So the point is, yeah, you see from all these stukim. Now you see from all these stukim, Hashem doesn't need to eat. Hashem doesn't need to tell us to give him food. No, lo yamarti aleichem zivu. Hold on. Torah, remember, is meant to be understood on many different levels. On one level, you have, yes, this could be addressed to Goyim, or as Rashi said, Minim, or whatever. On another level, as we'll talk about in a second, in the Sikha, there's also a yes. Okay. So he continues. So Loya Marti Aleichem Zivchu, and furthermore, Hashem says, Loya Marti Aleichem Zivchu Kadesha Toymar. I didn't tell you bring Korbanos. You might think there's another reason for Korbanos. I need to buy off Hashem, so to speak. Kadesha Toymar, so you'll say like this, although it'll be a quid pro quo. Eser Ritzoni, I will do what Hashem wants. V'yas Ritzoni, and then Hashem will do what I want. No, it's not like that. Okay, we do say you hear often, but the point is we're not saying I did such a mitzvah, therefore Hashem owes me one. We ask that in the course of a certain mitzvah that Hashem should do such and such, but it's not that I need to give Hashem shoychad and therefore that I need to give Hashem a bribe and therefore yeah, because Hashem needs it. Rashi says again, loyler is sony. Hashem goes him. You're not doing it for my will. The primary reason it's not for my hanah. I don't need it. I don't want to make shriach you to bring korbanos against your will. It's for your purposes, for your to be mekayim my mitzvah, that you should get kapara through that. You should be able to connect me through that. Shenemah lutzayin chemetis b'chohu, as the pasuk says, by according with your rotsin, meaning that you should have the kavana. That's for you. That you yourself need it. Tis b'chohu is why you're bringing the korbanos. not because Hashem needs it, but because we need it. The Chinuch, by the way, makes a big point about this. He first mentions it in the mitzvah where it talks about building the Mishkan, and afterwards he mentions this pretty much every mitzvah afterwards that mentioned that has to do with the Beit Hamikdash and the Korbanos and whatever, that the purpose of all of this, among other things, is that a person, for example, you have the Beit Hamikdash, has to be physically beautiful in order that not so much because Hashem needs it. I mean, it is part of it is because of the covet of Hashem. You shouldn't have what's for Hashem should be the best. But another idea of it is that a person comes over there and they're deeply impressed by it, and therefore that helps them absorb El Kurs and absorb what they need to much better when they're impressed by the proponents of it. Same reason he says why Kohenim can't be Baalim Mumim and animals can't be Baalim Mumim and so forth. So it's all the idea he mentions over and over again, the idea that the Korbanos are meant that a person should be deeply impressed with these ideas that the Korbanos and everything represents, and that way they should be able to come close to Hashem that way. Okay, so before we finish up with the last few lines, so the Rebbe Shelzich on this Mishnah and on this Gemara over here in that Sicha in Chelet Yubez, and there's a lot of questions to ask over here, including, for example, why is it that the Mishnah is mentioning Oilas Behema, Oilas Oif, and Mincha, and Ben Azai in his Braisa is using a somewhat different expression, Shor Hagat, Oif Hadat, Mincha. It's like the Mishnah is focusing on the type of carbon, and Ben Azai is focusing kind of on the size of the carbon. Why do we need all these sukkim to express this idea? Why would we think that what kind of piskan hell a baldin lach like? It's calling a baldin, sort of like what you said. The Torah on one level, fine. The Torah has to address itself to deal with the truvas a minimum, whatever. But Torah is mitzvah. Even when you don't have such minimum, you still have this part of Torah still exists. So it has to be understood on another level as well. And why would we think that Hashem eats, et cetera, et cetera? The gist of the explanation, it's a long shticha, but the gist of it is that the Mishnah is stressing for us that you shouldn't think different types of korbanos have different effects l'mayla, Ultimately, they're all reach nichayach Hashem. They all have the same effect because they all have the same thing that our ma'uti benasid asoni, that Hashem has nachas ruach, that we're fulfilling what he said. Later on in the Gemara, when Ben Azai, in Ben Azai's Braisa, we talked about, so he's mentioning two things. First of all, you should realize, therefore, when we say that it doesn't say lakim, it says havaya. When we say shalilitin pel about piskan pel about in lachlik, it doesn't just mean these low down minim will think that there could be more than one Hashem. It means even on a higher level, a person might think, for example, okay, some karbanas are addressed to Hashem's midas achesed, and others are addressed to Hashem's midas of gvura. And after all, yeah, I mean, we have, so to a certain extent, karbanos are meant to bring about a shinui, that you have yehi rotzen, that there should come out a new rotzen from Hashem. So you might think that it actually causes a shinui lamaila, depending on the type of korban. And therefore, so he's stressing that, no, you always have the name Havaya, you always have the name Yurkevavke, to stress that, no, they're not addressed to different spirits and different aspects within Elokus, within the one Hashem, but they're all addressed to Asmus and Mahur.
Why would the rich man got to bring a car with small one bigger small? Can't the rich man be yoitzer with a mincha?
No, I mean no, because again there is the idea kol chayil of Hashem. There is the idea we talked about the other day that a person is also expected to bring the best that they can to Hashem. So if a rich person is able to bring an animal carbon and instead he decides to cheap out and bring a mincha, a mincha is a mincha. Look, I mean the carbon is accepted and the kohenim is taken and the kohenim eats, but he's not really accomplishing what he should have. It's not as much shechav and middle shemayim because he's not accomplishing as much as he could have with the resources that Hashem gave.
Bring the best of everything that one has.
Well, that, and also, by the way, we were talking briefly the other day, and the Rebbe briefly addresses this in the Sicha. There were also other Mekorshim who talk about that's really the next thing, that the Mishnah mentioned again, Olas Behema, Olas Oif, and Mincha, meaning the different categories. Then Aze is focusing within each category, Shur Agas, Oif Adak, like among the Shvarim themselves, the biggest one, among the birds, the smallest one. In other words, there's two different things. There's a person is supposed to bring the best type that they have, and then within that, as we've been learning the last couple of days, you're supposed to bring the best one that you have of that type. So those are two subtly different things. We learned, for example, the other day, that the person says, Arei Ala Ola, he doesn't have to bring the top kind of animal, all he has to bring is a kebis, which is the cheapest kind among the three animals, and according to Rebbe Lozman Azar, you can just a bird. But when a person says, Echa Mishvara Hektish, then we said it's supposed to be the best one. So there's a difference between...
And you can associate for each animal a specific kavanah. You can have the kavanah of a shoragas, the kavanah of a keves.
Well, okay. I mean, in the sicha, the Rebbe doesn't really address that issue, at least not that I saw. There is. I mean, your assumption of Paul Hirsch has all kinds of symbolic explanations about what a shor represents versus what an aze represents versus what a keves represents, like a, how the person feels right now via Hashem. Do they feel like they have that Hashem gave me a lot of power and I'm going to use it in service of Hashem? That would be like a bull. Versus do I feel docile and I'm going to follow what Hashem wants? That would be more like a sheep, et cetera, et cetera. All kinds of symbolic explanations over there about why individual korbanos have to be a certain, why certain musafim are certain animals, whatever. So anyway, the Rebbe goes on in the Sicha. So you have, first of all, we've established then that the korbanos, they're not addressed to different aspects within a lakus, and they don't, it's not that different korbanos cause different reactions of Mila. This continuation of the Gemara over here is also pointing out that the same thing is also true via the person himself. That the effect on the person himself, as long as he's bringing the best korban that he's able to, doesn't differ depending on the type or the size of the korban. That's why we're bringing the psukim from the effect on the person is not different depending on the size of the korban or the amount that he brought, which is why we brought the psukim from
bring different things.
Because again, a person is expected to bring whatever they're capable of. But so the point is, if a person is only capable, you shouldn't think, for example, that if a person is only capable of bringing a mincha, for example, then it has less of an effect on them than the shur has. That's what you would think. So that's why we have the psukim from Kehelas about Masukah Shnata over the Ma'afim Harve. That's why we're mentioning over here the size of the animals, not just the types of korbanos like we mentioned in the Mishnah, but the size of the animals, shor agas versus oifadak, etc. Then the next part is when the Gemara continued, b'shem atayim alachilu hutzaris. Again, on the gross level, you could say, yeah, there are minim out there who actually think that Hashem is a human being who needs to eat, etc., etc. But on a higher level, again, the Gemara is not just addressed to that kind of shur. The Gemara is addressing on a higher level as well. You might think, okay, but Hashem made the world. Hashem wants a dirvat achsonim, and therefore, so to speak, Hashem needs our avoda in order to have what he wants in the world. So the Gemara is stressing over here that no, it's not Hashem needs it. Hashem created these things the way it is, and created that he needs a dirvat. He wants a dirvat achsonim, and he wants us to do the avoda for our benefit, that we should be able to connect with Hashem. Hashem himself is beyond that; doesn't need that. But Hashem himself, so to speak, lowers himself to desire that and to do it, and then to give us these mitzvahs for our benefit that we should have a way of connecting to Hashem.
Yeah, that's the
opportunity. Yeah. Okay. Davar Acha, going back to the Gemara, Davar Acha, Lutzon Chamchiz Bachuhu, when the Pasuk continues, with, again, another meaning of the Pasuk, we said Lutzon Chamchiz Bachuhu, we said one meaning means that when you bring korbanos, don't think it's that Hashem needs them, realize it's more that you need them as a way of connecting to Hashem. Another meaning of Lutzon Chamchiz Bachuhu, Lutzon Chamchiz Bachuhu means exactly that. With your rotten, meaning with your full knowledge, with your kavana, you should be shechting a korban. Meaning Lutzon Chamchiz Bachuhu, meaning you have to have das when you're shechting a korban. In fact, we find that Shmuel asks Rav Huna, "Minayim misafik the kodshim shor fossil." How do we know that if somebody is misafik and shechs the behema of kodshim, misafik is doing something else, he's playing around with a knife or whatever, and accidentally shechs the kodshim shor fossil? And actually, you have elsewhere. I think Tosfos talks about that. Maybe at least Cholin, I think there's some place that Tosfos, which we'll learn, which we'll get to now. That I think Tosfos talks about that maybe misafik the kodshim could mean even more than that. He's actually having in mind a shech that he doesn't realize that this animal is kodshim. He thinks that it's holy. Anyway, how do we know that the korban is possible? Shenema, because the possible is the shachat as ben abakar, because it says you should shech the ben abakar, the cattle, meaning shita l'shem ben abakar. You have to be shechting, having in mind that this is an actual animal that he's shechting, and according to that Tosfos over there, that he's actually shechting it, l'shem korban.
L'shem ben
abakar, l'shem the animal that he's bringing as a korban. Amalai, so Shmuel says, that I didn't need the answer. Zubi Adenu, I knew that. I knew that it's a mitzvah to do that. La'akav minayin, my question is, where do we know it's ma'akav? By kodshim, you need something repeated twice in the Torah, that's ma'akav. Where do we know that the kavanah is ma'akav? So the answer is, Talmud Lomel, lo tzayin, that's the possible. We were bringing lo tzayin, chamziv, bachuhu, with your rotten, you should shech, meaning with dice, chamziv, as we just said, with your das, you have to shech. So therefore, if he doesn't have full das that he's shechting, and or that this is a korban, then no good. That's the second time, and therefore it's la'akav. Hadron or Harelis, Arayla. He's starting to slick along with after the number. Okay, now let us begin.
Second.
Now let's